Blog Talk Radio.
There is a watchman on the wall, bringing forth the written word of God to one and all. Are you getting ready? Will you stand or will you fall? Listen to the watchman on the wall. Listen to the watchman on the
Thank you.
Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. A new day has dawned. All over the earth, men and women are arising. It's time for the sons of God to awake. It is a day of justice, recompense, restoration, revival, and resurrection power.
And good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Vincent Xavier, pastor of New Wine Ministries. It's great to be with you on this Thursday morning. It's June 21st, 2018. And we're going to begin with an article today about the California bill that will outlaw churches helping people out of the LGBT lifestyle. That's right. You heard it. Let me say it again. We're going to begin the broadcast today with a California bill, a law, that will outlaw churches helping people out of LGBT lifestyle. Yeah, it sounds crazy, but the state of California is close to passing a law that would use consumer protection regulations to control the information presented by churches under the guise of protecting Californians from fraud. So Bill AB 2943, which has passed several rounds of committee votes and amendments, as well as the Assembly, and will be voted on by the State Senate on June 25th, would specifically ban any religious organization from providing assistance to those struggling with gender identity. Well, the law cites the American Psychiatric Association, as well as several other organizations, to claim that there is no evidence that adults can change their gender orientation and that attempts to do so may be harmful. So the law argues that since there is no evidence that the services offered by the church are effective, then charging individuals for such therapy amounts to fraud. So in doing so, they have plunged the state deeply into issues of sexuality, individual freedom to choose, and religious liberty. So the law would ban anyone from offering sexual orientation change services or the materials, print or otherwise, in conjunction with such services. Well, this is not likely to result in the banning of Bibles. Reading of the law would allow for such a ban the moment one is used to counsel someone on God's plan for sexual morality. Luis Javier Ruiz, a survivor of the 2016 massacre at the Pulse, a gay nightclub in Orlando, has joined the voices speaking out against this law. Following the tragedy, Luis left behind a life of homosexual hedonism, hallelujah, with the help of God's word, but he is worried that others will be prevented from getting the same help. Here's what he said. If they pass that bill in California, it will take away the rights of counselors, pastors, and people that want to give you guidance on coming out of homosexuality, he told the Christian Post. He said, I came to Christ through the word of God. I came to Christ over godly counsel, pastors, people prayed me through, and he fears that this law will prevent others from getting the same help he did. Well, number one, ladies and gentlemen, we have to rejoice because Luis got totally delivered and set free. And then the president of the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference, Reverend Dr. Samuel Rodriguez, has spoken out on the issue of this bill to discriminate against Christians and the LGBT community in California. The Reverend didn't mince words when he said that California's AB 2943 is the most egregious, tone-deaf, and discriminatory example of anti-religious legislation that I have witnessed in all my years of ministry. I am deeply troubled that this profoundly flawed bill has already passed the California Assembly and now sits with the Senate. So several young adult conferences have already been canceled in California, such as those held by Summit Ministries, out of fear for how they may be attacked legally for teaching the Bible. And ministries across the state are now afraid that sermons from the pulpit may open them up to lawsuits, discrimination, and smear campaigns. Well, the idea that if the state of California isn't convinced your beliefs are both true and effective, it can prosecute you, flies in the face of the core concepts of religious liberty, as well as freedom of expression and association. So Jim Doman, now a Christian pastor who was saved by the word of God from a lifestyle of spiraling depression and social alienation caused by his struggles with homosexual lifestyle, has also called out the legislature for trying to silence the power of Jesus Christ. Well, Doman sees the bill as the government controlling how we identify sexually. In the rights of the LGBT community is instead cutting off their right to choose, to decide to seek the help of the church and of God. Well, these men and women who have experienced the misery and confusion surrounding issues of sexual identity and come to the other side with the help of the church and of God, and they know firsthand the harm this bill will do to Californians. Shouldn't we listen to those who have benefited from the efforts of dedicated pastors and Christian counselors and allow individuals to make their own decisions? Well, other more libertarian voices, such as Rob Dreher, who writes The American Conservative, warns of the chilling effect Bill 2943 will have on freedoms of thought when he writes, and I quote, "I would be appalled if a pro-LGBT organization decided to cancel a conference in my conservative state because they legitimately feared that local prosecutors would charge them over what they intended to say at the conference. That's not America, or at least not the kind of America that I want to live in." Well, leave it to the government of California to legislate what religious and sexual beliefs are valid and which are forbidden. In support of the freedom to follow their own beliefs, a series of demonstrations called Freedom Marches is being organized as a gathering together of those who have put aside homosexual and transgender lifestyles. Luis Javier Ruiz was in attendance in Washington, D.C., near the Washington Monument at the first, began by asking those in the LGBT lifestyle come back to the church and back to God through repentance of a lifestyle God's best for good. You can you imagine, ladies and gentlemen, that in our day at the state of California, which is probably a response to their ongoing the federal government and the Trump administration, you know, this is where they want all those circuit judges, and you know, they want to be their own independent. They threatened, you know, cutting away from the union, et cetera, et cetera. Well, this is just an absurd thing that the church will no longer be able to help people in that lifestyle, to persuade them to come out of it for their eternal souls. Yeah, you could see the absurdity in it. But there's a woman by the name of Jan Markell. She has a ministry called Olive Branch Ministries. And I wanted to share some thoughts that she laid out recently. I thought it was an excellent of information. And she wrote that in November that